Listen to an expert talking about team roles.
And different team roles are, of course, very important too. Team roles have been studied a lot over the years. All studies suggest that the best teams have team members with different strengths, members who play different roles in the team. For example, if you have a team that must come up with a new design for a phone, and you have too many innovators but no organizers, you'll get fantastically creative ideas, grand-looking phones, but the team might have trouble getting the job done on time. For that, they need an organizer or a chairperson in the team. Do you see what I mean? Or if you have to plan a project, and you have many team players but no chairperson. Everyone is having a really good time. The atmosphere is nice and friendly, but nobody wants to take the final decision about what to do. It is possible for one person to play more than one role in a team, too. The most talented game developer in a team, for example, could be both the innovator and the chairperson. Identifying your strengths, what you're good at, and the role you would play in a team is often part of the job application process, too. When you go for an interview, you might get asked to complete a task in a group with the other candidates. While you're doing this task together, experts will observe you. Based on the group interaction, they can work out what kind of role you are likely to play in a team. If this role matches what they are looking for in the company, your chances of getting the job are much better. In these interview situations, it is most important that you should just be yourself. Don't try and be an organizer if you are naturally a finisher. It may well be that they are looking for a finisher, and you ruin your own chances by trying to be something you're not. Of course, employers always look for team players. If you can't work in a team...